a group called the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS. It is those ties that the Obama administration has cited as a reason for not openly arming the Syrian opposition. But recently, some moderate rebel units have been filmed using heavy anti-tank weapons with American markings. Their source is unclear. The chief moderate political force opposing Assad, the Syrian Opposition Council, composed chiefly of exiles, is headed by Ahmad Jarba. Monday, the State Department announced it was granting the SOC enhanced diplomatic status here.
The coalition has built an inclusive and moderate institution that has demonstrated its commitment to serving the interests and needs of the Syrian people, rejected extremism, and work to advance a negotiated political transition in Syria.
The U.S. also announced $27 million more in non-lethal aid for SOC initiatives inside Syria. Jarba is in the U.S. for his first official visit. I spoke to him this morning.
President Jarba, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Today, rebel fighters are leaving homes, which was a center of the revolt against Assad early on. U.S. officials are saying things are trending in the wrong direction in Syria. Are you losing ground on the battlefield?
Homs is the capital of the Syrian revolution. The people of Homs are real heroes. They have paid the bill for freedom. Homs has been under siege for more than a year and a half. No food or water or medicine was allowed inside. The siege became lethal. We want the civilians and